Are you walking against the wind? But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. Galatians 5:16. The word ruach is Hebrew for wind. It's also the Hebrew word for spirit. Ruach HaKodesh literally means the Holy Wind, or the Holy Spirit. This means that when we live our lives in resistance, defiance, and or hostility to the Holy Spirit, we are walking in sin, in violation of holiness. Not walking in the Holy Spirit is like walking against the wind. Whatever our inner conflict at that moment happens to be makes us rebellious, defiant, and unyielding. Therefore, we become fatigued, drained, and we become consumed with distress. Aerodynamically, walking against the wind creates drag. So when we live our lives in opposition to the Ruach, life becomes a real drag. God doesn't want that for you. You really don't want that either, despite your inner conflict. Yet the powers in the high places delight in your misery, pain, and confusion. If you find yourself becoming more and more intransigent about your life and circumstances, then just try to reflect. Meditate upon the day you became a new creation. Bring to recollection that inner assurance of His peace abiding in you. Call out His name. He Himself bore our sins in His body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by His wounds you were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. There is a reason why He calls us to walk with the Spirit in the way of love, faith, and purity. It's a life of dying to self. It's not too hard to live God's way. It's very hard not to. Walking with the Lord is actually the easiest path. The Spirit is the Ruach, so when we walk in Him, the wind is with us. If we walk with the Ruach, with the wind at our backs, we won't get tired and life won't be a drag. Yeshua said, "Come to me all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30. Don't ever forget to whom you belong. You have been bought and paid for by His sinless and perfect blood. Satan and his legions will work overtime to keep you tripping, stumbling, dragging, or worse, giving up. They blow their winds from all four corners of the earth. They attack from all sides. So don't dally. It's time to gird up and refresh on Ephesians 6, the armor of God. Is life a drag? Do you want real life? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the Ruach. It's as simple as turning around. Walk in the Spirit and life won't be a drag, but a breeze. Ask and in faith, without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. James 1:6. Lay down one burden, sin, or anything creating drag in my life, and I will take one step to walk in the way of love, faith, and purity.